Visit us online at www.thehype873.com.
That's right. It is your girl, Tampa Mystic, and we are live right here on the Hype 87.3. And as I told you guys just a couple minutes ago, I do have a special guest checking in tonight. Baby mama Slaya, what's happening?
What's happening? Clear water in the building.
Nah, for real.
Downtown Atlanta.
Yeah, 727-813. You dig?
727-813.
Definitely, bro.
What's going on, my sister? How you doing?
Yeah, it's a small world, ain't it? It's such a small world.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so glad that we're having the opportunity to connect, and thank you for joining us tonight right here on the Hype 87.3. We got a lot of people tuning in. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hey, y'all. I'm the Baby Mama Slayer. And honestly, I just started doing music like a couple months ago. Like, I was just, you know what I mean, just playing, doing comedy stuff with, like, my cousin and my homies. And it was supposed to be funny, but I didn't think people liked it. So I was like, hey, I might as well, you know, try it out. But music has always been a part of my life since a kid. You know, I always, you know, old school hip hop, R&B is like my go-to.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm pretty simple. You know what I mean? I'm just simple, regular, you know. I just started walking 2 months ago from a stab wound.
So
I was like in a wheelchair. But yeah. So I'm, you know what I mean? I'm still, you know, just striving and trying to make the best out of life.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, it sounds like you've had a hell of a journey, so we're going to dive into all of that. Let's start with taking it back, though, because I want people to understand your journey of how you got to where you're at now. What city did you grow up in?
What city did I grow up in? I would have to say, I mean, I lived all over because I was in the foster care system. So, Clearwater, Tampa, you know what I mean? So I spent a lot of time like New York City, like Brooklyn, Queens.
Yeah.
So like I've been all over, but I was Clearwater is, you know, the home zone.
Definitely. That is so ironic, you know, like I don't know that I've met people from Tampa, but it's rare that I have anybody that says, yeah, I lived in Clearwater.
Yeah. I've never been.
Well, guess what? We united now. Like,
Oh, yeah. I want to go to Pompeii. That's what I'm thinking about right now.
Yeah. It's
Pompeii real bad.
Yeah. Like I got my start in the music industry about 13 years ago. I was hosting at Whiskey Joe's, if you know where that is in Tampa. So, you know, they would always bring reggae bands in there, and I was hosting on Saturday. So that's how it all started. But that's ironic. And I love it. The fact that, you know, we had some time in the same area. How long were you in New York?
Most, cause my mom's from down south, my dad's from New York. So, but I was in like, you know, foster care and group homes and living with my grandmother.
Yeah.
So, I was in like children's homes, you know, stuff like that. So I spent most of my time, I would say, in New York, like, you know what I mean? So,
yeah,
like back and forth. But, I'm in New York, you know, and I feel a lot of hate, you know what I mean? Like, maybe they are very miserable people, and I got to get back to the South. Like, I got to, you know, like, it's sad. You know what I mean? Like, it's coming from, like, the people that, you know, I would never expect, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's like that sometimes when you go to new areas, like, you know, Atlanta has a lot of unity here, but there's those few people who don't like
my cousin.
They don't like outsiders.
My cousin, he graduated from, I think it was the University of Georgia or something like that.
Yeah.
He just graduated from there like maybe a year or two ago. So shout out to Damian Gregory. I hope he's tuned in. Because like I said, my mom, my grandmother, all of them is from the South. So
yeah.
Most of my family is Southern. You know what I'm saying? So everybody's scattered out from Florida, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Louisiana. Virginia, you know, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's everywhere, South and North Carolina. So, you know, I got family, you know, all through, you know, and, you know, I got people in Memphis. So I'm, you know, It's cool, like, you know, I have best of both worlds, you know what I'm saying? I feel like, so
yeah.
Like I dress, the way I dress, everybody be like, yo, you're a New York, you a Brooklyn, you know, but my music style and the way that I, you know, the other stuff I do, they're like, oh, man, you know, like, you really, you know, I'm a geeky baby, you know? So
Yeah, definitely. Well, I mean, that's good if you got family all over. You can kind of travel a little bit and see, you know, family and see new areas and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. So childhood, you know, you said that you were in some group homes and you moved around a bit, you know, with your grandmother and stuff. How did that, you know, like getting through that journey, how was that for you?
It was tough, but honestly, I'm kind of glad that I went through it because I grew up, I would say fast, you know what I'm saying? But my grandmother always made sure, like, me, her other grandchildren, and her children knew how to be independent, how to work, and stuff like that. Like, my little cousins, they not even, one of them's 18, some of them are, like, still, like, teens, and they're working, and I'm like, yo, I'm proud of them, you know, and it's really great that, you know, my grandmother taught me, like, I was paying a bill at 11, 12. I had a job at 9. So, you know what I mean? So that was pretty dope. Like, you know, I worked at the school. I've done a lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying? So I'm very grateful for my grandmother because if it wasn't for her, you know, I was in the system at a day old. So I didn't get a chance to spend time with my mother until I was like a teenager. I seen her like, but I didn't know who she was really until like I got a little older. But, you know, so it was, you know, I thank God for my grandmother, you know, but I always stayed in trouble, you know. I hopped off the porch at 8, so, like, I was a good kid. I went to white schools, but, you know, I'd go to the hood, and I used to, you know, do little hood rat stuff with my friends. So it was like, you know, and I lost my best friend, Louie. You know, he died, and that, like, that hurt, you know what I'm saying, to this day. So, like, you know, a lot of my friends are, like, dead or in prison, so it's like I want to be away, and I want to, you know, make enough and make a career out of this so I could be able to, you know, look out for the generation coming next. Like, I want generational wealth for, like, my God brothers and sisters and my little cousins. Like, so they good, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I just can't wait to see my cousin, too, Free Driller, you know what I'm saying? I ain't forget about you, baby boy. So, it was hard. It was like I lived on a farm a little bit. So, you know, then, you know, like I said, I was in the hood, you know, in the projects or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So I know how to maneuver because I done been around millionaires. Been around broke people, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm glad for that because honestly, I don't really care about a lot of money and a lot of stuff. As long as I got my basic needs, I'm good. I just want to be able to help others and get resources for us, because it's hard for everybody right now, whether you're working, you're not working, whether for music, people think like, oh, like that everybody's made out of money. And it's like, at the end of the day, you know, support each other, support is free. You know what I'm saying? And it's sad that like you see the women tearing other women down, the black men going against each other or just anybody, and everybody makes everything a race. It's not a race. You know what I'm saying? It's us versus the government, you know, at this point. So,
right. You are absolutely right. We need more peace and more unity in the world. And
yeah, we do.
Yeah. And I'm with you on what you said, like, you know, as far as, you know, it's not even always about the money. Like, obviously we need money to survive, but like, I'm with you on that. Like, I, you know, of course I wouldn't turn down being a millionaire, but that's not like something I'm pressed on. Like I want, like you said, my basic needs are covered, my family, my friends, my son, everybody's good. I come home and, you know, have a nice home to have a peace of mind. And that's what matters to me. So I'm with you 100% on that for sure.
Definitely. Speaking about that, I almost forgot. My son's birthday was last week. So I haven't seen him in a little while, but I wanted to say happy birthday, Raiden. I love you.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's a big seven.
A big seven. Okay. Seven,
yeah. That's my little heart right there. I gotta gift him.
I love it.
He's a smart kid. So, yeah. You know what I mean? I try to keep him, you know, out of and away from it. You have to protect your children and the people and the things that you care about because this world is like, wow.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? Absolutely. How did becoming a parent change your life? Because I know for me, it definitely changed my life.
It's, he's not like, I didn't birth him, but he's still my child due to like, it was a relationship that I was in.
Yeah.
And, you know, we didn't work out, you know, I'm single, but I'm always still going to be there.
Of course.
Know, for him, you know what I mean? Because the kids is innocent. Like, I was raised by another man, like my real father, both of the men that, well, my real father and the other guy that was in my life, they both passed away. So, you know, especially when, like, you know, you have deadbeat fathers and they get up raised the most, like, praised, and they just, they don't do nothing for their child, and you have a good kid, that makes me, like, just look at it like, dang. So I stepped up because, you know, his father a pooper.
I so love it.
I don't mean to be negative.
Yeah.
But his daddy's a pooper. He can't even buy himself a beef patty. But we ain't going to be on that level.
No, for real.
Like, you can't be out here making babies and then leave your kid and then you're not like that's crazy. It's men and women that do that.
Nah, that's it's facts. Crazy. You are absolutely right. Don't play with the baby mama slayer now. Come on.
Oh yeah, because I'm gonna take your baby mama if you a hater. And they gonna pay me. But it ain't free though. They gotta pay me for real.
Yeah.
Unless I like her. If I like her, it's you know, but if I don't like her, she gotta pay. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up 2,000 for this boo-boo.
I love it. I love it. So yeah, let's talk about, you said that you were like doing some comedy stuff before the music.
Oh yeah, I was doing comedy stuff, and it was like this was like before like a lot of traumatic stuff happened. I mean, this was like some years ago. People would like laugh, but like my friends and people I'd be around, like I'm naturally funny. So like we're out in public and like I'm just talking and saying stuff and they just be like cracking up laughing. And so I was into comedy and all that, but I ended up going through something with some jealous family members, and they ended up getting me put in a mental institution, made up lies, got me arrested. I ended up, some medicine that they gave me, it messed me up really bad. So I didn't have emotions for like a few years. Like I was just stuck. I couldn't eat, move, like I couldn't do anything. Like they gave me a lot of medication that could have actually, you know, unalived me.
Wow.
So after that, I couldn't really, it took me a while. Like maybe 2 years ago is when I started, you know, getting back to myself and making jokes and whatever. So I do a little bit of skits, you know what I'm saying? And with the people that I be running into, it's like, they be like, yeah, let's do some skits. But these people don't want no money. They don't want to do nothing. You know what I mean? They're content with just sitting around on their phone. Like, it's sad that, like, you got people that just, they don't want to, you know what I'm saying, enjoy themselves and stuff. But, like, everybody that I'm connected with, like, my real friends, they're not where I'm at. Like, my best friend, shout out to Heather. She's like a couple hours away to my other homeboy. Shout out Diego, Queens in the building. You already know the vibes. So, you know, I'm in another part of New York and they're like, we're like spread it out. And then my other best friend is still in Florida. Shout out to Jay. And, so it's, you know, the people that I'm really close with, it's either they're dead or in prison or they're like, you know, far away. And then we all are grown and we got our own little life. So it's like, it's hard. And the people that's around here by me, they're all just, like, they be hating. Like, I put my postings up, they're ripping it down. You know, I promoted a store. I did a video in front of there. You got the guys hating in front of me. I can't even stand in front of the store, but you got people doing illegal stuff to stand in front of it. You know what I mean?
That's
so, and I'm
crazy.
Like, I'm a taxpayer.
Yeah.
They be hating. They be hating. Like, and I'm a whole female. You got men that be hating.
Right.
Dudes grab they girl. Just because I'm rapping about this, like, bro, I don't want your girl. She ain't got no $800 credit score. She don't even, like, come on. She's in a welfare apartment. Like, nobody, like, come on.
But listen, though, I'm going to keep it G with you. Like, I get more hate from men than I do women as well.
Yeah.
It's
crazy.
They
don't hate because you want to ride. They don't want to see women. They don't. Women rule the world. And men, a lot of men, there is a lot of men that do support us, but there's a lot of men that be like, they be ready to. Like, I had a dude attack me. Like, it was crazy. Like, you know, it's crazy. Like, once I started doing my music and I did shows, like I did the Hot Rising Artist Tour, DJ Juicy, that was in Brooklyn. I have like shows like all over the place, like Florida I'm supposed to do, but you know, I'm on paper, so I can't, you know, go here, go there. So, you know, it's crazy. Like, once people see I'm uploading stuff, so I got to delete Facebook because it's all people that's local and that know me, and then, like, they stalk me. People try to fight me, try to set me up at the cops. you know, it's really bad. Like, these people got hatred in their heart, and I'm gonna still pray for them. You know,
that's exactly what we got to do. We just have to pray for people like that, because
pray for them. Yeah, pray for them. And my childhood friend had my own blood. Like, well, my cousin's cousin. You know, he's the one who told her to stab me. You know, and I was in a wheelchair. I lost both of my jobs.
Oh.
You know, so I'm, you know what I mean? Like, I'm, you know what I'm saying? And people thinking like, oh, because I'm doing this, like, oh, she's got all this money. Like, you know, you don't realize, you know, that messed me up, you know, like financially, and that's messed up, you know, that people would do stuff like that. And it was for no reason at all. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's sad. And then,
yeah,
you know, I would never trust people. And I have like a few people that I still keep in my corner. But other people, I can't let nobody get close to me like that.
Absolutely. You know, yeah. You have to be mindful of the people that are around you, because not everybody means us well. But you know what, though? I commend you, because you're not letting none of that stop you. Like, you are pushing through everything. You're still, you know, pursuing music now. You're doing this interview tonight. So, listen, much respect to you, because you are out here doing it. So, on the comedy side, how long have you been doing, you know, skits and funny and comedy stuff?
I would say I did that for a while, but when I started doing that had to be like 2012 to like 2016.
Okay.
And and then after that, it was like, you know, like that situation happened. Like, my, like, shout out to my mother. I love her, but her family, they hate me and they're jealous of me, including my brother that she had, like, he's on her side. But my dad's kids, I have great bonds with them, but I got a jealous brother. it's bad. My mom's whole side, like, they once I got away from them, I always do good. But I'm going to still pray for them people. But I love my mother, and I'm glad that I'm able to spend time with her. And I wasn't able to, because she had a jealous sibling as well. So it's you know, it's sad, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, you know, they used to say stuff to me and make me feel like I was a bad person. And I uplifted them, and I took care of them people as a child. Like, I'm paying bills, you know what I'm saying? And they did me and my grandmother really bad, you know. And I love my grandmother, you know, even though I can't see her, but she know I love her. I love you, Annie Mae. But those people will never be a part of my life. And I'm just going to keep elevating, and they're going to see me on TV. I don't know y'all.
Listen, that is big facts. Like,
they probably, like, I know they mad because they all in one house and can't afford to pay the bill.
Hey, listen, some people, you just have to leave them right where they're at, whether they be associates, family, whatever. You just have to leave them where they're at, because not everybody is intended to go with us on our journey, and that's okay. That's why they say it's lonely at the top.
Because, oh, yeah, but I'm not lonely, though. I like this space that I got, because it's crazy. Like, you know, I done had, like, man cars. I had jewelry clothes, lived in condos. You know, now I'm living in a, you know, regular apartment. And people are like, oh, like, you know, like, my ex-girlfriend, I had to tell her because she met me when I came home from jail. I'm like, my girl, you would have met me, because you're like, oh, you know what I mean? Like, but, you know, I had money and people were around me. I'm paying people's bills. I'm taking people, you know, doing stuff for people. And I wish I had somebody to show me how to save money. You know what I'm saying? Because I blew through $250,000 before I was even, like, 26. So it's, and a lot of people didn't even, you know what I'm saying? But I was smart. Like, I was going to school. And I worked the job, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I was doing other stuff, and I didn't even know I ran through that much money. And I'm like, dang, you know what I'm saying? But I've been getting it since I was a kid. So it's just in my blood, you know what I'm saying? So
definitely.
It's sad. And for me to be taking care of, you know, other people's children, and, you know, and for them to disrespect me, it's sad, but they don't see me elevate, though.
That's right. Absolutely. You just have to keep pushing and manifesting everything that you know you're deserving of in your life. Like, manifestation is real. Positive affirmations, you know, just focus on yourself. You know what I'm saying? And the people who are not intended to go with you, they're going to, you know, fall off eventually. You said music is fairly new for you. What made you decide to start tapping into recording music?
Me doing music, because, see, I always listened to music, and I was always into music when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Like, when I was little, I used to listen to, like, Eazy-E, NWA, 9mm Boys, Slip and Slide, Trick Daddy, Trina.
Yeah.
You know, all of the, everything, like, from the West Coast to the East Coast. But I used to have the little Walkman in it. My grandmother was thinking, because I did listen to Britney Spears. I used to love her and Backstreet Boys. But she used to think I was listening to that. Nope. I used to go take my uncle or my older cousin's tapes and stuff, and I'd be listening to gangster rap. And I used to write rhymes. And even at one point, I asked my family to get me, like, music equipment. And they was like, we're not getting it for you. Da, 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 da. I bet you they wish they would have when I was younger. Kind of like how Jay-Z said, like, when he was a little, you know, like, he was, it's, my story's kind of like, not kind of like his, but similar. Like, you know, I just turned 30. So it's like, I kind of knew I always had a gift, you know, this talent. But it was like, I was too busy running the streets, you know. You know what I'm saying? And not taking life serious. And you know what I'm saying? And now I am. So, and it ain't even been 6 months. It's probably like 4 or 5 months since I've been doing, you know, music. And I got shows like literally 4 times a week, but it's like, you know, traveling. And then, you know, I try to explain to my PO and she's just like, you can't. And I'm, and I'm trying to tell her, like, listen, lady, I'm out here trying to do music. And, you know, she won't give me no pass. So if everybody can call her up and say, give LV a pass. Let the baby mama slayer pull up. You know what I'm saying? Then I could go, you know what I'm saying, more places and other things. But yeah, you know, I was just maintaining, you know. And I was going to sign to a label, but actually I got my own label now.
Okay.
Louisville Records. And all my stuff is going to be on all streaming platforms. She Make It Clap is going to drop March 11th, also with the BMS Freestyle featuring Young Warboy. Shout out Young Warboy.
That is dope. You're getting
Sorry.
To a lot of stuff in a short amount of time. Like, I'm impressed because there's artists who's been doing
Fresh
it probably.
Out of jail too.
You see, no excuses. You hit the ground running. So over these last 5-6 months that you've been doing music, as an artist, what are you enjoying the most so far?
What do I enjoy the most? I ain't gonna lie. I enjoy, like, the creativity, networking with different people. And, like, I'm versatile. Like, I have different type of, like, music styles. Like, you know, also I listen to Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. So there's, like, this one kid that I ran into at an event. And he's, like, his music style is, like, it's dope. Like, there's different genres of stuff. And I'm like, yo, this is fire. And I'll be sitting there, I'll be listening to their stuff, and I'll be telling them, like, yo, y'all music is fire. So it's dope that I get to network with, you know, different people and different styles. And I listen to country music. I listen to everything. You know what I'm saying? So, I think that, for me, being put on a different type of styles, I like how, you know, how, what is it, like the misfit type of thing. Like, you know, people call it weird, but I like those type of people.
Me,
like,
too.
You know, I used to paint my nails black and people used to make fun of me. I did that like 5, 6, 7 years ago.
I did,
so, like,
too.
I'm into, like, all black. Yeah, all black, leather jacket. I'll put on a cowboy hat with some cowboy boots. You never know. I switch it up. You know what I'm saying? I'm very, you know, stylish, and I love the generation, like the positive ones, you know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to teach the youth, like, stop doing drill, because I'm not doing drill no more, because I see what it does, and it's evil, and it's putting, like, bad stuff into the kids. And I don't want none of the kids doing anything bad. I want you to do positive things, go to school, get an education, and find you a career path. You know what I'm saying? I just want people off the streets, get off the corners. You know what I'm saying? And just change your life for the better, because we you know, this world is, it's crazy, man. I feel bad for, like, the generation that's coming up next.
Me too.
This is crazy. You know what I'm saying? We don't know. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you just got to pray, and you got to stay positive and just uplift each other. If you don't got nothing else to say, don't say it at all. You know what I'm saying?
That is absolute facts. We have to love on each other. Like you said, we have to uplift each other. You know, the women have to stick together, and, you know.
Yes, I'm sick of the women trying to put, they're putting the women in different competitions with each other.
Right. We ain't doing all that.
I don't like that, because it's a few female rappers that I like their music, and there's a few that's, like, fine. There's some that's not. And they're pretty dope, yo. Like, they, you know what I'm saying? And I be telling them, like, yo, you don't got to speak all that sexual stuff. I like a female that speaks that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Absolutely. So,
I tell them, I'm sorry.
No, you good. I know that you said you listen to other genres of music. Are you open to creating any of those other genres, such as a country song?
Yes, I'm going to.
Okay.
Yes, I'm going to. Once I get the chance to get back in the studio, I'm going to do different things. And, you know, I look up to J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar because they are the Tupac and Biggie of you know, my generation.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Well, my generation is both because I was born in 93, so, you know what I mean? And RIP to my dad, Big L.
Mm.
So I wasn't going to really say anything, but yeah, I found that out, like, you know, people are like, yo, you know, because my mother, she used to dance, and that's how she met him. So that was dope to figure that out. And then when I was like that, I was like, yo, let me start rapping, you know what I mean? And, you know, that was pretty dope. I'm interested to work with anybody, and I'm interested to do all different types of music. You know what I'm saying? It's art, you know.
Absolutely.
I'll be very creative.
So the music that you have already put together over these last few months, do you do more freestyling and punching in, or are you actually sitting down and writing your music? How does the creative process?
I just go in the studio, and there's sometimes like the producer be like, yo, stop. Like he has to bang on it and tell me, because like I'll just keep rapping. I'll just keep rapping, and you know what I'm saying? And it's all off the dome. Like I'll just go in there, you know, my Dowie, film the Hennessy, and I just spit and I go dumb. I go crazy. Mm. I don't write. But I know eventually I might have to, but you know what I'm saying? I be freestyling a lot, but I got to start putting songs like together. But I started like freestyling because when you freestyle, it strengthens your mind and it makes you better as an artist, I feel like. Because before I used to be like, I ain't freestyling. You know what I'm saying? And then I was like, yo, let me just do it. And I did it. I did a performance and I freestyled and, you know, people was hating, but I did really good. And I got a lot of people was like, yo, you did good. And they was like, I can't believe she can rap like that. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I was like, let me take it serious and put my own music out under my own label,
yeah.
You know, and do things myself. So that way I don't have to have somebody controlling me, telling me what to do. And then I could do music when I want, you know what I'm saying? Because there's times where it's like I just shut out the world and I just want to, you know, be alone and I don't want to be around people. I don't feel like doing music or, you know, but I do love going to the beach, you know what I'm saying? I sit on the beach and listen to beach and playing the sand and running the water. I miss my other friend, Tony, but he got deported back to Cuba. I really miss him, you know what I'm saying? Me and him, he's the first person to get me to go into the ocean because I used to have really bad anxiety.
Yeah.
And he was like, come on, man. And he threw me in that water. I was like, oh, you know what I'm saying? And I'm grabbing for clams. And it was, and Florida is like, that's my everything right there. And I'm like at the happiest when I'm there. And,
yeah. Absolutely. You know, every time I get back home, the first thing I do is, you know how you can go across the Courtney Campbell from Tampa to Clearwater? I always make sure I drive that route and then I pull off and go just sit by the water for a few minutes because we don't have the ocean, obviously.
And you can see the dolphins.
See the dolphins. Yes.
Yes. In the morning, I used to go to work there. Yeah. And then, you know, Tampa, there's no sharks. Clearwater got the sharks. So I don't swim in Clearwater Beach. I go to Benty Davis in Tampa.
Yeah.
I'm swimming over there.
Absolutely.
Trust me, I know. And then I'll be trying to wave at Tom Brady's condo over there, but you know he can't see me. But shout out to Brady.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Definitely.
So, definitely. But yeah, it's dope. I used to be going to class and I would see the dolphins jump up and I'd be like, oh wow. And I used to be scared going across that water. Just like the Skyway Bridge. I went across there.
Oh,
I was
man.
So scared.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So you know how that is. Oh, my God. That is like,
That bridge puts fear in my heart every time I have to go across it because I'm scared of heights.
Yeah. I got to be in the back seat. Somebody else got to be driving. I can't do it. I'll be like, no. You might as well get on a plane at this point. If you're going across the Skyway Bridge, you might as well just get on a plane.
Right. Yeah.
Like, yeah. It's way up in there. I was like, ooh. Like, I had to almost take a zanny just to freak out. I was like, oh, my goodness.
Do you think you'll ever move back there?
Once I get off the papers, I try to put in a transfer, but my PO is a hater.
Yeah.
Shout out to her, hater. But I hope her and those people are listening to me. because she doesn't believe that my music and the stuff that I'm doing is real. But I sent her the flyer and the link, so hopefully you're listening, Maddie. Later. So I'm trying to like, hello. I'm trying to really go back. You know what I'm saying? Even my landlord, he was like, "What are you doing? Yeah, you need to go back to Clearwater." He's like, "Are you crazy? What you're doing in New York?" And I'm like, "Well, you know what I mean? I can't. So you know, they won't transfer me. So everybody just call my PO. Like, well, just go back to Florida because I really want to go home. You know what I mean? I really, New York is not the place for me.
Yeah,
especially not this. I'm not even gonna shout these people out to give, but shout out to New York City, guys. You feel me?
Definitely.
Brooklyn, Queens.
Yeah. The
whole New York City.
Facts. Yeah, especially the ones who are out there really, if they, you know, are embracing you, shout out to them because, you know, I think anywhere we go, we're going to have people that hate on us, but we're also going to have people that embrace us. That's something we'll never get away from no matter where we go. But certain areas, there's more hate than love, you know, and it's, it is what it is. Let's talk a little bit about the song that you sent over. Tell everybody the title of it.
She Make It Clap. She Make It Clap. G-Mix. It was on a Soulja Boy beat, so I know once I go really big, I know he's going. But honestly, when I was doing, that's actually a good thing that you brought that up, because when Soulja Boy was like first starting out on YouTube, I had a computer. So I used to be on MySpace, and like the way that he set up like the platforms and did all this stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. You know, I was, you know, into that. And then we was always lean with it, rock with me and my cousins. Like, we used to record ourselves because, you know, the down south, you know what I mean? We always, we'd be in my grandmother's living room and we lean with it, rock with it, crank that Soulja Boy, crank that Batman, all that stuff. So the reason why I did the Soulja Boy beat is because, honestly, I want to show him, like, my appreciation for what he has done for our generation, even though people say, like, a lot of stuff about him. But you know, he, you know, his marketing skills and the way that he did stuff. And I used to like watch stuff, and that's what kind of helped me a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Soulja Boy. So that's why I did that. You know, let me do the G-Mix real, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, most definitely. So, yeah. There's a lot of people that talk junk about Soulja Boy, but shoot, he's been going strong for years in the industry. You can't
and
hate
he,
on
if
that.
If it wasn't for him, nobody would be getting nothing off of you, especially like, you know, the urban people, anybody that's doing rap and hip hop, unless you was doing country, and you know what I'm saying. But you know, it is what it is. You know, people gonna hate you. They talk about Jesus, so
yeah, that is facts. That is absolute facts. Yeah. Well, listen, we're going to get into this record and check it out. You know, for people who are interested in, you know, staying in tune with your movement and following you, you know, any new music you might put out, where's the best place for them to keep up with you?
They can hit me up on IG at Baby Mama Slayer, BBYMOMMASLAER. And also when you click on my Instagram, I got a couple links, and I have, what is that thing called? Hold on, let me look at my other phone. Sorry.
Like a link tree?
It's an app. Yeah, it's like a it's an app where they can click and do all my stuff. Cause also I'm giving out prizes to like the best supporters that I have.
Okay.
What is this app called? Telegram.
Oh,
so
Telegram.
I got the Telegram link and my Instagram, so they can go on my Instagram, follow me on Instagram, hit the tap in link on my Instagram. And click on that link, join, and then follow the steps. And I'm going to be giving out prizes and fans, like a lucky fan come on stage with me at my next event, giving out like $100, whatever.
Yeah.
So if people could do TikToks and reels to that song, let's go viral. And may the best fan win. You heard me?
You heard me? I love it.
You heard me? I love your accent. You got that. You got that. I know you be throwing it down. You be cooking a good chicken and all that.
Yeah. Facts.
You know what I'm saying? That's a fact. I'm glad that we was able to work. I haven't ran into, I ran into like probably five people, but from different other people that was been to Clearwater, but you know what I'm saying? That's dope. You know what I mean?
Yeah, most definitely. Really dope. That's dope. Like I said, I've met plenty of people from Tampa, but I don't know if I've ever met anybody said they lived in Clearwater before. So that's dope, man. Yeah, like I said, my dad still resides in Clearwater, so I'm down there fairly often to visit. Shout out to Ybor.
That's dope. Make sure you go to Pompey's. You know about Pompey's, girl. Go over there and get some fish.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. The crab legs, the shrimp.
Mm. Don't make me hungry now.
I can't wait. And I need some oxtails and all kind of stuff, you know, because I'm Caribbean. So I need some good food. You know, I can't wait to go to the South. That's how I gain my weight. You know what I'm saying? I can't. Food up here is nothing.
Got to head back down south for that like Southern cooking.
You know what I'm saying? I miss my Gigi cooking and, my ladies I used to be with.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why I need a Southern woman. I gotta get these New York baby ones to try to take you up in that, you know? But, you know.
Definitely. Well, listen, do you have anybody that you want to shout out to before we check out the record?
Yes, I want to shout out D-Mart Corner Store. And then I want to shout out Diego. I want to shout out Young War Boy. I want to shout out Heather Dutton. I want to shout out R.I.P. Louisville is the team. Shout out Drilla, Free Drilla. And shout out to the people that love me. Tell me the people that really, really love me. I love y'all.
Yeah, definitely.
And shout out to the whole New York City. Shout out to Clearwater, Tampa, St. Pete. And shout out to Atlanta.
Hey, you dig?
So, ATL. And I got the ATL hat. I need to put it on. You feel me?
You dig?
You dig me?
Big so, facts.
Shout out to my cousins down there. I know they probably listening. I miss y'all. You know, it's been a while since I've been down by Augusta and all that stuff. So,
yeah.
Shout out to everybody. That's pretty much about it.
Definitely. Well,
stay positive.
Yeah, definitely stay positive. You know, don't let anybody out here, you know, step in your way and tell you can't do something, because I'm definitely a believer we can do anything we want, period. That's facts.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and get into the record. I appreciate you taking some time with us and sharing your journey with us tonight. But, you know, it's your time to shine.
And I appreciate you, Queen. And thank you.
Absolutely. My pleasure. My pleasure. Go ahead and give us that really dope introduction to the record.
All right. Y'all already know what it is. Baby Mama Slay in the building. She making clap. He makes.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Come and see what all the hype is about. Tune in to The Hype 87.3.
It's plastic, but these hoes really love it. She said you can't get it up. That's why she fucked your cousin. And guess what, nigga? I'm the plug, but I'm your cousin. I know that you really mad and you ain't gonna do nothing. Try to get somebody on me. Yeah, I stay with a 40. Yeah, I shoot you in your shorty. I don't sip no 40. That Henny stay with me. You thought it was water. This ain't no Polar Springs, bitch. This that motherfucking cognac. Put your bitch right on her back. Yeah, I beat that pussy up. I be driving them Cadillacs, them box Chevys. And if it ain't no BMW, I ain't riding with them. I don't give a fuck. Yeah, I'm counting these bucks. Yeah, she suck on Peter. Yeah, she wanna rub on my nuts. Yeah, it's plastic, but I be everlasting. And you know the rest. I shoot you with a tip. Hey, oh, I'm done, bitch.
Louisville, bigger LV, baby mama slayer. I fucked on your, hoe cause you a hater. And a nigga beef with me, I'ma fuck his baby mama or his wife, maybe his grandma. I'm done.